Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Alright, Sam, let's start today's Youth English.
Okay.
And, of course, part one, which is...
Alright, everyone, please get ready to spice up your English with,
of course, English idiom.
Yes.
And now is the review time for the idiom we learned yesterday, which was...
All right, yesterday's idiom was no harm, no foul.
昨天我们讲到的 idiom 是 no harm, no foul. 翻译成中文是既然双方没有任何的伤害或者是损失，那么呢，这个事情就无所谓了，大家不要再计较了。All right, so what about today's idiom, Sam?
All right, today's idiom is no ifs, ands, or buts. No ifs, ands, or buts.So, no ifs is like if,
right?
Apostrophe s, ands, and, apostrophe s, or buts, buts.
今天的 idiom 呢，跟我们原来讲到的 idiom 有些不太一样，因为呢，它的关键词是 if, and, but. 这些词呢，我们知道呢，它一般呢是没有一个复数概念的，只能说是 if you do something, 但是今天是 ifs, ands, or buts,、
yeah.
后面都加了一个 s.它究竟是什么意思？是不是我们对这些词的一个讲解呢 ？So what's the meaning of ifs, ands, or buts?
Well, are we reading an article and we realize, hey, the writer didn't use any ifs, ands, or buts?
I don't see that too much of this stuff.
No, those are important words. We have to use them. So how could we not have ifs, ands, or buts?
Right. So why don't we put in a conversation to show how we use no ifs, ands, or buts?
Okay.Hey, Dad, I have just a quick question for you.
Okay.
Is it okay if I go and play with Timmy and Johnny outside and maybe go with them to see a movie later?
Well, it should be okay, but the question is, have you finished your homework yet?
Well, no, but you see, I can do it when I get back home.
No ifs, ands, or buts. So you know the house rule, right?You have to finish your homework first so you can play.
Yes, I know. But I mean, I think, please, come on.
Okay, hey,
today.
Hey, Sam, no more excuses and stay home, finish your homework.
Alright.
那么刚才的对话呢，我和 Sam 模仿一对父子，然后呢 ,Sam 作为一个孩子呢问我说能不能出去和他的小朋友一起玩。我说没有问题，但是呢有一个条件是什么呢？你的家庭作业写完了吗？ Sam 说应该可以，如果我怎么怎么着哈。但是我作为一个父亲跟 Sam 说到了，说你如果出去玩可以，但是一定要先把作业写完，如果没有写作业，那么我不要听任何的如果，然后呢但是这些所谓的借口的这些东西，我现在要看到的是 homework should be done right now， 然后呢你才可以跟我说我想出去玩啊，我想有什么其他的一些请求。如果说 homework 没有写完的话呢，没有一切可商量的一个余地或条件。所以今天我们讲到的一个词组呢， no ifs, ands, or buts 表示什么呢？不要找借口。
Because we know that a lot of excuses start withif, blah, 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 or, and, blah, blah, or, but, blah, blah, blah.
Right, 那么大家都知道了，如果一个人想找借口的时候呢，他往往会用一个词，如果怎么怎么着，然后呢，但是怎么怎么着，他会把一个借口呢，说得非常非常的可信。如果说你想回绝一个人的请求的时候呢，你就可以用这个词呢， no ifs, ands, or buts. In any other situation, we may still use...this expression besides family scenario.
Yes, so you can use this with other people besides children.
Okay, so what is it?
So for example, in the office situation,、
mm-hmm.
the boss goes to see if、that one of the employees is finished or almost finished with his project.
All right.
And the employee tries to make up excuses. Well, you know, I'm not finished. Maybe if you could just give me a little more time. And the boss can say, hey, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you 3 weeks to finish the project. You've had plenty of time, so don't try to give me some excuse why you couldn't have finished it.
除了父母跟孩子之间可以用到我们今天讲到的词组，同时呢，在办公室的场景当中也可以用到今天这个 no ifs, ands, or buts. 那么它的场景是什么呢？老板对他的员工说道，给你的时间已经足够了，别人已经把工作完成了，但是呢，你还没有完成，你不要再给我找任何的借口。那么这个时候呢，老板会用今天我们学到的 idiom No ifs, ands, or buts， 比如说呢，不要给我讲，不要给我找任何的借口，我也不会听任何的借口，我现在需要的是什么呢？你把你的工作马上完成。Well, it sounds too tough. What do you think?
Yeah, it does kind of sound tough. It makes the employee sound kind of like a child, and the boss his parent.
那么今天讲的 idiom 呢，听起来有些苛刻，特别是老板对员工说这样的词的时候呢，往往这个老板对这个员工是非常的不满意，才可以用这个词组。
Yeah.
不然的话呢，他会尽量的把这个事情呢说的尽量的会温柔一些，可能会婉转一些。
Right, so you just gotta look at the circumstances,
right?
And be careful when you use this idiom.
Right, 所以大家用这 idiom 的时候呢，尽量要小心的，不然的话呢，对方会非常的不高兴。All right, so that's it for today's idiom study. And
okay.
Now let's go to part two, which is.
But Peter, can't we just not do part two?
Hey Sam. No ifs, ands, or buts. Let's go to part two. All right.
Okay. So part two is hit the books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Okay, Sam, today we will go to the second part of the story, the portrait of a journalist.
Okay, now I believe yesterday we have Jessica, she doesn't know why she's going to this museum.
Right.
They're walking down this corridor and then they stop at a trunk.
Right, so what's in the trunk?
Yes, that's the question.
Okay, so before we find out, you know, what's in the trunk, and let's check vocab first.
Okay. First, for today's hit the books, is approve of. Two words. Approve of. Approve is A-P-P-R-O-V-E. Approve of.
Okay, 今天的第一个词组呢 approve of, 翻译成中文是同意，但是大家注意了 approve 这个词呢我们中文呢同意呢它是一个及物的动词，后面可以直接加宾语同意什么什么事情，但是英文呢大家注意了，如果说 approve 后面表示同意什么什么东西的时候呢，要加一个介词 of， approve of your proposal or something。
Right, also we know that parents well they like to watch over take care of their children, so sometimes they don't approve of the child's choices.
Right
So, for example, if you start hanging out with boys or girls that smoke, well, I don't think your parents will approve of your association.
父母呢，在孩子在选择朋友的时候呢，会做出一定的判断，然后呢，给出一定的主意。比如说，对那些朋友整天不学习，然后呢，抽烟喝酒，那么父母的观点肯定呢是不同意。所以英文单词是什么 ？They don't approve of this association.
Exactly.
给如果好的同学、好的朋友来讲呢，他们是没有问题的。Just go ahead. They approve of this relationship.
Exactly. Next is the word scroll. Scroll. S-C-R-O-L-L. Scroll.
下一个单词 scroll 翻译成中文的是画卷的意思 scroll.
But it could also be a verb, right?
Right.
So, for example, we surf the internet, which is a pretty common and pretty often activity.
Right.
So, what do we do when we scroll? Well, we say scroll up and down the web page.
Right.
So, there's usually something called a scroll bar.
Right.
On the right-hand side.
在使用电脑的时候呢，往往呢会用自己的鼠标，然后呢上下翻滚这个网页。那么往上翻的话呢，叫 scroll up.那么往下翻呢叫 scroll down.
Yeah. So if you use the mouse to do it, there's usually something called a scroll wheel.
Right.
Or we could use, like I mentioned before, the bar on the right.
Right. 所以说我们在 scroll 的时候呢，我们鼠标上呢中间会有一个小的一个轮子、
yeah.
用这个轮子上下滑动，然后呢来可以翻转自己的网页。
Right. Next is as white as a sheet. As white as a sheet.Sheet here is S-H-E-E-T, sheet.
Okay, 那么今天那个词组呢，大家一定要小心了，最后一个词的发音是 sheet,、
yeah.
一定是一个长元音 sheet, 翻译成中文呢是床单，特别是指那种 白色的特别特别白的那种床单。
Yeah, and it's not the big blanket we use, it's those thin, thin sheets, or I guess you could say thin, thin, paper thin, almost blankets.
Right. You've got to be very careful with the pronunciation, right?
Yeah.
Got to be sheet.
Yes, there's a bad word that sounds very similar to sheet.
Right, 所以大家小心了，如果变成短音的话，整个词组的意思就发生了一个翻天覆地的一个变化。Gonna be very, very different.
Yes.
Okay, so what's the meaning of as a white, as a sheet?
Well, this idiom is actually talking about the color of our face.
Right.
So we know that our face, when normal and healthy, should have a little bit of color to it, maybe a little pink.For example,、
mm-hmm.
But if our face goes white, white as a sheet, it's usually because we're really scared.
所以当我们用这个词组的时候呢，是指一个人在受到惊吓之后呢，他的脸色呢跟白色的床单一样的白，特别特别的惨白，表示一个人受到了惊吓。
Next is the word, maybe this can be a cause of why you go as white as a sheet.、
Mm-hmm.
The word is ghost.、
Mm.
Ghost.G-H-O-S-T, ghost.
对，下一个单词 ghost, 翻译成中文是鬼的意思 ,ghost.
Yeah. So, a ghost, well, usually they're bad, right?
There's kind of a good ghost.
Yeah, but see, they're usually bad, but then, you're right, we also have some good ghosts.
Right.
Next is the word ancestor. Ancestor. A-N-C-E-S.T-O-R, ancestor.
下一个单词 ancestor, 翻译成中文是我们人类的祖先 ancestor.
Yeah, so we don't usually say my grandma's my ancestor, right?
Well, of course, right? It's going to be a long, long time ago.
Yeah, so ancestors are a long, long history, a long, long family member. Lastly, we have the word speechless. Speechless. S-P-E-E-C-H.L-E-S-S, speechless.
Right, 今天最后一个单词 speechless 表示一个人无语的。往往呢是一个人特别激动的时候或者一个人受到惊吓的时候呢会 speechless。那么我们会经常在什么时候听到这个词呢？比如说在 Academy Award, 比如在奥斯卡颁奖礼上获奖的演员在台上第一句话是什么呢？ I'm speechless.
Yeah.
And give a lot of thank you, Sam, Todd, Rob, right?
Yeah, so that's funny. They start it with I'm speechless, but then talk for like 2 minutes.
Right, non-stop.
So kind of a big contradiction.
Right, 所以大家呢如果说在登台第一句话如果没有想好的话呢，首先用这个 I'm speechless, right? 首先来 this is a beginning sentence.
Yeah, and then I guess the thoughts or the way of thinking will come right after, right?
Right.
Okay, we hope so.
Well, let's go to the second part of the story.
Okay, the moment we've all been waiting for、
mm-hmm.
to find out what's in the trunk. Here we go.I was researching the history of a new exhibit last week, she said. It's this trunk from 1867. It belonged to a young girl called Eliza who wanted to become a journalist. Unfortunately, Victorian society didn't approve of such a profession for a girl. She was expected to marry and have children. Her trunk contained a diary. And I also found this. Mrs. Watts took a scroll out of the trunk and handed it to Rebecca.When she looked at it, Rebecca went as white as a sheet. It was a portrait of a girl who looked exactly like her. But who was she? Rebecca asked in amazement. That's the interesting part, said the curator. I was on my way to your newspaper's office on Monday to complain about your use of photos of museum exhibits. But you were leaving the building just as I arrived. I thought I was seeing a ghost.I rushed back to the museum and did more research. It turns out that Eliza was your ancestor. Rebecca was speechless. She realized how lucky she was that, unlike Eliza, her dreams had come true. She had always wanted to be a journalist, and she had become one. She couldn't wait to find out more. She was thinking about the story she could write about Eliza when suddenly the curator spoke again. Now, I'm sure you have lots of questions, but...About those photos, she said with a smile on her face.
What did the character say to her?
Well, she mentions before she opens the trunk、
mm-hmm.
that she was doing some research on the history of this new exhibit.
在下一段的故事当中呢，首先她没有立刻打开这个 trunk。这个 curator 给 Rebecca 讲了一个故事，这个故事呢是提到了说有关她的一个展品，一个 exhibit。那么同时也提到了这个箱子的这个历史，这个箱子的年代呢是1867年，已经很久远的一件事情了。同时呢又谈到了这个箱子的主人 the owner of the trunk， 那么他的名字叫 Eliza， 他有一个梦想， Eliza 的梦想想成为一个 journalist， 但是文中提到的是 unfortunately， 很不幸的是我们在讲故事的时候呢突然有一个转折的时候呢可以用 but，However, 同时呢 unfortunately.
So I guess we should say with our idiom, no ifs, ands, or buts, or unfortunately, right?
Unfortunately, right. Okay. 但是呢当时 Eliza 她生活的这个年代呢女性是不可能成为一个 journalist。当时大家传统的观念会认为呢作为一个女孩子长大之后呢首先要什么呢 get married, 要结婚生孩子。所以呢成为一个 journalist,成为了一个 something impossible。 文中用到的词组 approve of， 当时的人们呢不认同或者不支持不赞同这么一个职业， approve of a profession for a girl。
Well today it's much much better, right?
Right.
So girls we see in the workplace, girls can pretty much do anything a guy can.
Right, can be a CEO, even can be a president.
Yeah.Besides Germany, I don't think we've seen too many, women leaders as far as like the leader of a country.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. It's becoming more and more possible.
Right.
And definitely more and more likely to see things like this.
Right. Also, what did she find from the trunk? There was a diary.
Yes. So finally, we kind of learn a little bit about this trunk. Why is it there at the museum?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's...Because it's this girl Eliza's trunk,、
mm-hmm.
and like you said, inside the trunk is Eliza's diary, but also something else.
So Mrs. Watts took something out from the trunk.
Yes. What she took out of the trunk was a scroll.
从这个箱子里面拿出了一个画卷, a scroll.
Yes. So she took the scroll, she handed it to Rebecca.Now, Rebecca opens it up, and what happened? She became as white as a sheet.
当 Rebecca 看到这个画卷打开的时候呢，她的脸被吓得煞白，因为什么呢？画卷中的这个女孩子跟 Rebecca 长得是一模一样，所以呢 ,Rebecca was shocked or frightened.
So here we have a scroll, it's a picture, looks just like her.That would, I think, make me go as white as a sheet if I saw myself almost in this, a portrait from 1867, and here it looks just like me? What is going on?
The picture like 200 years ago looks exactly like you.
Wow.
This is not a coincidence. We say something superstition up there, right?
Maybe I would even kind of start to suspect this curator. Like, is she playing some weird joke on me for、
right.
taking those pictures, putting them in the newspaper?
Right. 所以大家呢，如果看到200年前的一幅画和你长得一模一样的时候呢，你会感觉到非常的恐惧。用我们文中那个词呢 ，as a white as a sheet.
Okay. So Rebecca, of course, asked a question.But who was she? And、
mm-hmm.
she asked this question in amazement.
Right, 那么究竟这个画卷当中的女孩子是谁啊？那么 Rebecca 也非常的好奇。
So now this is where this story gets kind of interesting. Because Rebecca wasn't wrong about the curator not liking her putting pictures of the exhibits in the newspaper.
Right.
So the curator says, well, that's the interesting part.She was on her way to the newspaper's office where Rebecca works.、
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because she wanted to complain about Rebecca's use of the photos of the museum exhibits.
Right. 文中继续讲到 Mrs. Watts 对 Rebecca 使用这个图片的事情呢非常的不高兴，所以呢她直接去她的报社呢想跟她理论一番。当她到的时候呢 Rebecca 呢刚好离开，她只看到 Rebecca 一眼，那么这一眼让这个 curator 产生了一定的幻觉 right?
right
illusion or kind of hallucinated
Well, she thought she maybe saw a ghost.
Right. 因为呢，我们知道 Mrs. Watt 她已经看到了这个画卷当中的女孩子，突然在生活当中看到了一个活生生跟这个画卷一模一样的女孩子在她身边走过，任何一个人都会非常非常的吃惊。
So, of course, if the curator sees something this amazing and this kind of mysterious, she forgot about the reason why she went there and immediately had to go back and do some more research.
Right, 所以说 the curator 赶快回到了博物馆，然后呢把那个画又认认真真的看了一遍，他的确会觉得这个事情真是不可思议的。
Yeah. Now, somehow, she was able to find out, that is, the curator was able to find out that Eliza was an ancestor of Rebecca.
Okay, so they are related.
Yeah.
所以呢，后来呢 ,curator 发现 Rebecca 和 Eliza, 他们是一家的。Eliza 是 Rebecca 的祖先。
Okay, so how would you feel after hearing this kind of information? No doubt you'd be like Rebecca, you'd be speechless.
Rebecca 听完这个故事之后呢，整个是无语了，她非常非常的震惊。
Okay, so this story kind of took an interesting turn. She was speechless, but I would think she'd be more amazed at, wow, this is her ancestor, what a coincidence this all is. But no, what she really focused on was how lucky she was that she was able to achieve her dreams unlike her ancestor.
Right, 所以呢通过这个故事呢我们知道现代的女性和200年前的女性整个不同的生活的境况，如果在以前你有能力也有野心，但是呢整个的社会环境不允许你做任何的尝试，但是现在呢作为一个女性来讲非常的 lucky, very lucky, right? Whatever they want, they're gonna be, you know, in the law.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, but besides lucky, I think, well, women should have more freedom.
You're
right. I think in the past it's definitely unfair.
Right.
Okay, now Rebecca, of course, wants to find out more information. So she thought maybe she could write a story. We know that she's a journalist. Maybe she could write a story about Eliza.But then she was kind of cut off by the curator. So the curator spoke and said, Now, I'm sure you have lots of questions, but first, about those photos. But of course, she said that with a smile on her face, so she's kind of just joking.
Right, just forget about it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 那么文中最后提到了说，既然我们知道了这个关系，然后呢，下面呢，我想问一问你这个没有经过我们允许用我们画片这么一个事儿了，其实呢他已经把这个事情呢已经忘掉了 something doesn't matter.
Yeah, she realized this is definitely more important.
But I think the story will be the headline for the newspaper.
Yeah,
for the Rebecca and Eliza.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, they put two pictures in the newspaper and let the reader to tell the differences.
And so the readers can be as amazed as Rebecca.
Right. Okay, so what do you think of the story?
At first, we were all a little puzzled, like, what's going on? But then it turns out, well, hey, this was quite an interesting thing that happened.
So do you think it will make a kind of a bedtime story?
Well, no.
The kids and the children will be scared, right?
Yeah, scared or maybe a little bit bored.
Right, they will wake up.
You say, hey, where's the princess? Where's the prince, right?
Right. It's not a bad story for children.
No, not like a fairy tale.
Right? Okay. All right, so that's it for today's story. And time's up. And see you tomorrow.
Okay, goodbye, everyone. We hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
Your head on my shoulder. Hold me in your arms, baby. Squeeze me oh so tight. Show me that you love me too. Put your lips next to mine. Won't you kiss me once, baby? Just a kiss goodnight, maybe. You and I will fall in love. the game.
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车
，money，
豪宅。
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。
外语广播中波774千赫有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774, www.am774.com.
北京外语广播网络。